You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back and you keep showing up and listening and tuning in, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for showing up for yourself and your soul. I appreciate each and every one of you. And you guys are just amazing. You guys make this so easy for me. And if this podcast is helping you, if it's allowing you to feel a little bit more comfortable while you are waking up to your purpose, or if it's giving you the tools and the tips and the tricks to help you learn to trust your intuition and just bring a little bit more magic and mindfulness into your life, if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review, those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you take a picture or a screenshot and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I'm going to send you my soul alignment activation for free just as a thank you for your support, because I really appreciate it. So before we dive into this episode, I want to remind you guys that my spirit communication course, Developing the Fundamentals of Mediumship, is still at the price of $99. This is my first mediumship course, okay? So this is going to give you those great foundational tools and ideas and concepts that are going to help you develop and grow your mediumship. We really go deep into it. We talk about the chakras. We talk about vibration. I just go balls to the wall. So definitely, if this is something that you're interested in, again, this is not one of my bundles, guys, where it's just a little bit of everything. This is strictly a course for mediumship development. So if you are interested in, you know, developing that, head on over and grab it for $99. You're also going to be getting 4 bonus gifts on top of that, but make sure you go and grab it before October 26, because that is when the price goes up and the bonuses go away. So today, as I look out my window and I see all of the colors and I smell the leaves falling and just really basking in that fall energy, I wanted to talk about October. I wanted to talk about the concept of the veil thinning, because this is something that you probably hear quite often in the spiritual community. Like, the veil is thinning, and the veil is at the thinnest on Halloween or October 31st or Samhain or whatever you want to call it, All Hallows Eve. And I wanted to give a little bit of a backstory when it comes to the veil and why this is such a beautiful and spiritual and magical month. So the veil is a metaphor that traditionally came from the classical Greco-Roman authors Plutarch and Proclius, who wrote that there is a statue of Isis, the goddess Isis, in Egypt with the inscribed statement, "I am all that has been and is all shall be, and no mortal has ever lifted my mantle." The veil is a belief or a perception that we are separate from the spirit world, the one filled with angels and guides and guidance and our higher self and our past loved ones. It is thinnest this time of year, so specifically on Halloween, which is why people would dress up, because they could sense, perceive, and see the thinning of the veil, which is the energetic or psychic barrier between dimensions. And we're trying to ward off unwanted spirits. So have you ever noticed how a cat seems to be gazing off into like another world, staring at things that we can't see with the naked eye, like spirits or energies or other beings? I think we all have, right? So this is the thinning of the veil. It's not to be feared, and it's actually a good thing because it helps us show that this connection with our higher self, not just our loved ones that have passed, is becoming stronger. And the veil at its thinnest is on October 31st. And this is when our natural intuitive and psychic abilities are enhanced because the connection to the other realms is at an all-time high. Okay. Maybe you can't feel or sense a difference right now, because So I think it's like October 16th. You might not feel the difference right now, and that's okay. But it should come as no surprise that, you know, if you do know, November 2nd is All Souls Day, and November 1st is World Vegan Day. And what is veganism all about? Remembering that we are one, regardless of our religious background, our affiliations, the stories that we tell ourselves, that we share this earth together, even though we can't see souls with our eyes in the animals, we've decided to kill for nourishment. It's remembering that there is a veil that separates us, but it's just that. It's a veil. It's transparent, easy to see through, but only if we decide to, we can start seeing the other side of the veil. That is why October is so magical, right? And it's so funny because this whole concept of the veil thinning, it's depicted in so many things that we have grown up with, right? Like Hocus Pocus, you know, the Sanderson sisters. I'm getting all tongue-tied because I'm so excited about this concept. But, you know, in Hocus Pocus, the Sanderson sisters only came back on Halloween. Why? Because the veil is at its thinnest. Okay. And then in Coco, if you guys saw that Pixar movie, that's another concept with the Day of the Dead, Duelos de los Muertos, I think it's called. If I'm butchering this, I apologize. But this beautiful metaphor is within so many things, you know? It's really amazing to see. And, you know, when we realize the power that is within Halloween, it's not just about the candy. It's not just about the sexy costumes. When we really take a deeper dive into the magic that is the month of October, and all of these traditions like the jack-o'-lanterns and bobbing for apples and what they exactly meant when all of these traditions and rituals were, you know, coming to life. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. So I want to tell you guys a story of mine. And for me, the way I learn best is through living, right? It's literally through living. It's through trial and error. It's from making mistakes and looking at my whole life in a hindsight kind of view. And so, short story that goes with, you know, the concept of what we're talking about today. So when I was in third grade, it was third grade because I had Mrs. Bruce, I came down with a horrible, horrible virus. I was like the sickest I've ever been. I had a 104.7 fever, and it was right before Halloween. Now, I lived in a neighborhood, and my bedroom was facing the street. So, of course, unfortunately, I wasn't able to go trick-or-treating that year because I was just sick as a dog. I didn't even want to go. Like, I just remember being so sick, I couldn't even, like, get out of bed. But I kept on drifting off to sleep throughout the whole night because that was just how groggy I was. And I remember at the end of the whole night, it wasn't like really, it wasn't midnight because obviously no one goes trick-or-treating that late, but it was like, you know, the tail end of when it's acceptable to go trick-or-treating. I looked outside my window that was facing the street. And again, this is with a really high fever and feeling like crap. I saw some of my neighbors who I was friendly with. They were on the street, you know, they just left my house and they were going to my neighbor's house. And I saw two people in back of them in old, like 1800s outfits. It was, and they were like white and gray, and the guy had a mustache, and it was like, I was just watching them. Literally, it was like four, because it was like a family of four kids, and then there were two people in back of them that were like ghosts. They were like ghosts, and I lost my shit. I was like, oh my God. And I screamed. I screamed. And my mom ran upstairs and she's like, what is it? And I'm like, I need medicine. Like I told her that I saw this and she's like, well, it's Halloween. You know, she was like, well, it's Halloween, but here's your Motrin. So she gave me the Motrin and I went back to sleep. And I remember like being like, what just happened? And of course, because my logical mind jumps in and all of that great shit, I was just like, oh, it was the fever. I was so sick, guys. It was bad. Like, I still remember that feeling. It was like the worst sick feeling in the world. And I shrugged it off. I was like, it was the fever. It was the fever. You know what I mean? No, I really don't think it was. Now that what I do for a living and now knowing the things that I know and learning and growing. No. That was because the veil was thinned and I was already a sensitive kid and I was, you know, half awake, half asleep when I saw it. And yeah, they were just chilling. It wasn't like they were scary. You know, it was a woman and a man. And I remember he was wearing a top hat and he had a mustache and he had like the tail coat and she was wearing like a bigger dress. And I saw it as clear as day. I saw it as clear as day. And my mom said like, oh, it's just maybe, you know, the parents or something getting dressed up. No, I could see through them. I could see through them. Okay. Like, so that is something that, you know, I was thinking about it a couple days ago when I was like realizing how thin the veil is. Because when you're sensitive, I've definitely been feeling it. I'm trying to tell you how it feels like. So a couple of instances that happened this month, just my own, you know, just for my own knowing that, you know, the veil is thinning, is we had a mediumship circle within the Modern Mystic Society. And for some reason, not for some reason, I truly believe it's because the veil is being, you know, much thinner this time of year, we had a lot of piggyback spirits. So when I talk about piggyback spirits, it's when one spirit communicator comes through, but then another one steps in. They almost use that portal, that connection to come through. And we had a couple of them come through during the mediumship circle, which, you know, it happens from time to time. It definitely happens, but it was just like constant with every reading. And then another thing that happened to me this month was I was walking in my favorite cemetery. And this cemetery is huge, guys. Like, and they have walking, paved walking trails throughout it. That's why I enjoy it. And there wasn't many people. It was like a Tuesday morning and there were people walking and everything like that, but it wasn't crazy busy. And I swear to God, like every time through my left peripheral vision, I would see something move. I would see someone like get up from a grave and I would turn quickly and nobody was there. And I saw people, and this happened at least five times. I was like, am I not grounded enough? Am I losing it? Like, you know, guys, I talk to dead people for a living and sometimes I'm like, I have to question it because it's like so, you know, it's just who I am. I just have to to question everything. I need to know all the things. But I was walking. And when you're walking, there's so many there's so many places where the graves are, where it's like, there's some on my right, there's some on my left. And it was always on my left-hand side. And it always looked like someone was at a grave and they stood up, like they were cleaning it up. And then I would turn and they were not there. And that literally happened. I'm not even joking. That happened like 6 or 7 times throughout my whole hour that I was walking. I was like, what is going on? Like, what the hell? You know, even though I shouldn't be like that. I still am like that, where it's like, what the fuck, man? Oh my gosh. So, you know, those are things that has happened to me this in October. Okay. And there's been other things. I've just been, you know, just being outside more, I'm noticing a little bit more action outside, so to speak, where it's like I'm seeing things move, you know, through the trees in my, you know, near my house. And I just stuff like that, guys, just little things like that. That is just an indication that the veil is thinning. And this is nothing to be afraid of. Okay. That's another thing that I want to say. So many people are afraid. Guys, I don't think you guys realize spirit is everywhere. They're everywhere. They are absolutely everywhere, okay? Whether we are aware of them or not, we are co-creators. We are divinely connected to everything and all there is. So of course they are always with us. Of course they are always around us, okay? It's nothing to be afraid of. And if you are afraid, if you are getting a little freaked out by the stirring and stuff like that, remember, intention is your friend. Intention is the most powerful tool that all humans have and can harness at any given time. If you feel uncomfortable, all you have to say is go away and mean it. Okay? Go away and mean it. All right. And when I talk about intention, there's a big difference between being like, please go away, please go away, then go away. You're not welcome here. Leave. Okay. So another thing that you can do, if you are afraid, is, you know, you can head on over to Amazon Prime and grab a evil eye bracelet that helps ward off negative energy. That's something else you can do. And again, you can also call upon Archangel Michael for protection. Ask him to protect you in his white and gold light, you know, and envision that light making a circle around your body. That's it. Intention. I know that, you know, my modern mystics probably are like, yep, because I literally ingrain it into their brain. Intention is your friend. You hold the power. You are in control. So remember that. But again, try not to look at the month of October and Halloween as scary. Okay, it really is a mindset. This is a magical time. This is filled with so much evidence, so much, just so many opportunities that will help you not only see that there is a spirit world and that we are all connected and that you are sensitive to it, but it's also going to make your world that much bigger. You know, you're going to understand that there's so much more than meets the naked eye. There's so much more out there for us, guys, and we just have to be open to it. So, you know, try not to go into the rest of October being like, oh my God, now I'm afraid because she talked about fucking, you know, seeing things and blah, blah, blah. No. Go into the rest of October being like, let me see. I want to see the veil being lifted. I know I'm divinely protected. Give me an example. Show me. you know, because I know that when we're on this journey and when we're just starting off, it's, our logical mind plays so many tricks on us, and we need to know all the things. We need to know this. We need to know that. We need to do this. We need to do that. Blah, 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 blah. Take this opportunity to ask your guides, to ask spirit, to show you. Have this time, use this time to enhance your faith in the spirit world, to surrender, to, you know, witness the magic of it all. That's what we should be doing, not being afraid. Because I guarantee you, like, I'm seeing, like it was crazy. Like, sometimes I'll see stuff in my peripheral vision and it's not, you know, it's maybe, you know, here and there, but like how many times it happened that day was just insane. It was just insane. And then, you know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy, guys. My life is crazy. But take this time to enjoy it. Take it to, you know, have fun with it. And, you know, something that I'm going to be doing is I ordered a Honor Your Ancestors candle from the House of Intuition. And on Halloween, I am going to be doing an intention. I'm going to be honoring my ancestors. I'm going to, you know, say thank you for their guidance and for their support and for always being there for me and for allowing me to have this connection. This is something that you guys can do as well. You don't need to go to House of Intuition, even though, you know, I do enjoy their products. You can just go and go to your local dollar store or your local supermarket and grab a 7-day candle and just honor it. So that's it. I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful week. And I will see you guys around the internet. I'll see you soon. Want a place to develop your psychic and mediumship abilities? The Modern Mystic Society is now open for enrollment. This is a low-cost monthly membership that gives you access to monthly trainings, 4 virtual live development sessions, and access to a community of like-minded healers, lightworkers, and mystics for less than $1.20 per day. Head on over to ericarusso.co to join today, but hurry, this offer is closing soon. I'll see you inside the society.